In a major step towards eradicating malnutrition worldwide, representatives of 170 countries met today and agreed on a number of commitments and policy recommendations aimed at ensuring that people around the world have access to healthier and more sustainable diets. Today's discussions are linked to the second International Conference on Nutrition, ICN2, which is taking place at the headquarters of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations this week in Rome. And in his address to the Interparliamentarian Union, Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization, José Graciano de Silva, urged lawmakers to transform their commitment on healthier diets into positive results.
Improving the nutrition requires a collective effort, and parliamentarians and parliaments have a key role to play in this, transforming the political commitments into nutritional results requires well-designed laws that improve food systems, ensure healthy diets, and strengthen school meal programs. It also requires adequate public budgets. It calls for sensitivity to identify how decisions in different areas can influence our nutrition results, and readiness to seize the opportunities that present themselves. And it calls for strong legal frameworks that consolidate advances and allow us to press forward.
At the end of ICN2, countries are expected to adopt the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and a Framework for Action, inscribed with recommendations for policies and programs to address nutrition across multiple sectors. Honorary President of the Interparliamentarian Union, Pier Ferdinando Cassini, expressed his hope that ICN2 stirs the necessary action needed for coherent policies and better coordinated actions.
Parliaments can advocate for improved resources allocation to support national and local nutrition programs. Parliaments can also exercise review, monitoring, and supervision of government action, including the implementation of policy and legislation to ensure agreed policy is properly implemented and delivered to target citizens and improve the efficiency of government operation. Parliaments are indeed one of the most important actors in driving the ICN2 agenda at the country level.
Member of Ghana's Parliament, Isaac Osei, spoke to the importance of parliaments as representatives to the people.
I'm really looking for commitments by governments to scaling up nutrition and putting nutrition on the front burner in our respective countries here. I also think that whilst we are looking at vulnerable groups such as women and children, we should also look at people living with disability, because in many of our areas, they are amongst the most vulnerable of all people.
More than 90 ministers and hundreds of government officials will attend ICN2, which is organized by FAO and the World Health Organization, WHO. The meeting starts this Wednesday, November the 19th, and will end this Friday, November the 21st.